I ate some up the country the other day, this boy up at Sandersville, and he had a big fish fry up there. And they were the best I've had. I don't know, he says he was just good.
They really can be good.
Well, yes, real good. And he had a nice fish, you know. In fact, he goes in for that and enjoyed it.
Well, let's see now. What about cornmeal dumplings? Have you ever had any cornmeal dumplings?
No, I think it's mostly they use others, but I don't eat dumplings at all. I'm just against dumplings. My wife eats dumplings, but I don't. Yes, I don't think they ever make them out of cornbread though.
Okay, it seems to me I have a note to myself over here about another question to ask from the food business. Oh yeah, corn dodgers.
Corn dodgers, yeah.
Now, what are corn dodgers? Are they the same thing as hush puppies?
You really have me there. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Okay.
I know the name and corn dodgers. I guess it's about the same as, I imagine it would be about the same.
What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
Whole cake.
What do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon?
Mush, I suppose.
What do you call bread and loaves that's made out of white flour, the kind of bread that's bought at the grocery store?
Well, light bread.
And would you call it anything different if it were made at home?
Well, they used to call it yeast bread at home.
What do you call a round pastry, about that big, and it has a hole in the middle? Sweet.
Donuts.
What do you call round, flat cakes that are made with white flour and cooked on a greased skillet and eaten with syrup?
Hot cakes.
Have you heard them called anything besides hot cakes?
I was just kind of thinking. Oh, I can't think, but there's pancakes.
Yeah. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Well, we call it white bacon.
What do you call the process that ham and bacon and all those things undergo?
Well, you mean smoking? Some people call it sugar cured, but it's smoking.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sugar cured.
What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog joel and hog's head and things like that?
Souse.
What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Oh, it's not the kernel, it's the seed, you know. I should know that.
Okay. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a peach?
The kernel.
What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
Never heard that, no.
Okay. And what about a peach whose meat separates easily from the seed?
Just don't know.
Okay.
Unless it's ripe, and that's all. Only ripe a peach, that's all. I don't know. Something like this.
There's a term for it in North Georgia.
Plain, no, there's something. No, I don't know.
Okay.
What's the term in North Georgia?
Plain.
Plain, that's what I thought, yeah.
What are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
Well, we have snap beans, string beans. That would be about all.
All right. And what about beans that do have to be shelled?
Oh, you have all kinds of butter beans and lima beans and kidney beans and soybean beans. Oh,
just about everything.
I guess it must be 100 different varieties of beans.
Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?